For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. It was an historic day at Center College in Danville. The private undergraduate school announced one of the largest donations ever made to a U.S. college or university. Center is receiving $250 million from the A. Eugene Brockman Charitable Trust in order to establish the Brockman Scholars Program in Leadership and Entrepreneurship. Starting in the fall of 2014, Center will select 40 Brockman Scholars each year who will major in science-related fields. The $250 million all-stock gift is the largest gift ever made to a U.S. liberal arts school and the largest ever given to a college or university in Kentucky.
More importantly, though, the gift is an investment in the young men and women who pursue their educational goals at Center.
That's Richard Trollinger, Vice President for College Relations at Center.
We were especially excited as we're going into our third century campaign to receive a gift that represents half the goal, but even more excited that it addresses our top campaign funding priority, which is increasing endowment for student scholarships.
Dr. Trollinger, if you will, give our listeners an idea of what the timeline was like and all the work that went into securing this $250 million gift.
Well, you know, in truth, about 2.5 years ago, the A. Eugene Brockman Charitable Trust, the trustee is a man named Evett Tamine. Mr. Tamine was on campus, and we talked about the need for a new residence facility, which the trust agreed to fund. But we told Mr. Tamine at the time that we were, of course, working on a plans for a major campaign that we would celebrate on the 200th anniversary of the founding of the college in January of 2019, and that we would hope to be able to come back with him with some ideas about, in particular, a scholarship endowment when we were a little further along in our planning. So I had the opportunity, really, Kevin, just in early June to pitch the idea of the Brockman Scholars Program to Mr. Tamine. And then during the last week of June, he invited me to meet him in New York City in Lower Manhattan on July the 1st. And it was during the course of that meeting that I learned for the first time that the trust might actually contemplate making a gift of historic size.
Dr. Trollinger, I was wondering if you could comment about what this gift means beyond the price tag, beyond the $250 million and the 40 annual scholarships. What does this do for Center's profile nationally?
There's no question in my mind that this gift will raise the profile of Center College considerably, despite the fact that we've had the privilege of hosting two vice presidential debates in the last 12 years. And have become better known as a result of that, better known across the country. You know, there are some 4,000 colleges and universities in the United States, and it's very difficult for a four-year undergraduate institution that is focused on teaching to establish a name and a reputation for itself. This gift, because of its size, you know, will attract greater interest in Center.
We've been speaking with Richard Trollinger, Vice President for College Relations at Center College, on today's announcement of a $250 million gift made to Center, one of the largest ever given to a U.S. college or university. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.